Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
You know, many people in Northeast Texas, I hear this all the time, trouble with allergies.
Yes, and I'm hearing it big time now, too.
You sent me an article having to do with, and this is down your path,
yeah.
Natural and holistic approach to dealing with allergies.
Right, yeah, it gives them another alternative.
And it has to do with, again, what our diet
yes.
is.
Yeah, I think our diet is the root cause of all things.
Well, it seems like more and more we're moving in that direction. Anyway, what this specifically has to do with is eliminating something called candida.
Right. That's a parasitic yeast that can grow within our body. It starts in our gut, and it can actually cause leaky gut syndrome. One time we did a segment on kombucha,
yeah.
and kombucha helped to combat candida in the body.
I will never hear that Tony Orlando and Dawn song again, in the same way. My candida.
I never
thought of it in that way before.
Think about when you have yeast that you're getting ready to make bread with, and to activate it, you add sugar. When you add that sugar, it starts to bubble up and begin to expand. The same thing's happening within our own body.
And so this is, among other things, beside allergies, but this may be a cause of the allergy problems that we have.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I read that this tends to be worse for people, and again, stop me if you've heard this before, but it tends to be worse for people who eat a lot of carbohydrates.
Absolutely. It's the sugar feeding the yeast, you know, and then that yeast is suppressing our immune system. When our immune system becomes suppressed, then we are subjecting ourselves to the allergies. And I have a book, you can get it on Kindle. It's actually called The Allergies, Our Biofeedback System, because the allergies are letting us know that our body is responding negatively to something.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Velvet Womack, and Velvet is our wellness commentator. Now, so curing candida, this yeast that grows within the digestive system, involves eliminating some fairly specific foods.
Right. We want to eliminate the processed carbohydrates for sure. We want to eliminate the sugar, the table sugar, the processed sugar. Also, this is interesting, table salt. Table salt is not the same as sea salt or what we call Himalayan salt as well. It's very processed. So that can actually feed the candida as well.
So sea salt is okay?
Yeah, sea salt's great.
Relatively okay, because we have sea salt, and I can't really tell the difference. I kind of like the idea of the sea salt, you know, and the package looks nice. But so it does make a difference, though.
Yes, it does. And you'll notice that when you start using sea salt, that your craving for salt goes down.
Hmm.
When you're combating the candida in your body as well, you're going to notice that your sugar cravings are going to go down. You're going to realize that you're not craving that carbohydrate as much either. And by increasing our good proteins, such as the white protein and our legumes, then we're also going to help combat that candida.
Now, another thing it says to avoid is beer. Now, this is not going to be popular with many people.
Right. And of course, it's loaded with yeast, so that would contribute to that.
Mm. So we just lost a lot of people there, I'm afraid, when we said that. But it is another effect of this, in addition to dealing with allergies, is eliminating depression from some people.
Well, absolutely. You know, candida has a whole list of symptoms that go along with it. Fatigue, achy muscles, swelling of the joints. So when you're combating the candida, you're taking care of a lot of other issues.
Mm-hmm. Avoid all soft drinks, it says. Again, that's tough for a lot of people.
Yeah, but if people understood what's in their soft drinks and what it does to our body, especially the sodium benzenine, that is a carcinogenic that has been directly linked to leukemia.
Mm. Weight loss may be another benefit of this. And in fact, if you're one thing it advises, eat plenty of protein, meat, white meat in particular.
It also says lots of fresh vegetables.
Yes.
And so if we're eating the good vegetables, then that's going to be in a good balance for us.
Okay. Nuts and beans. Also,
yes.
Beans, of course, factor into the the vegetables there that you're mentioning. You said to me before we turned the mics on that honey is a good substitute
yeah.
for sugar.
Yeah, especially local honey, because local honey is also going to have the antihistamines that the bees are pollinating or actually producing within the honey that you're going to be taking in, and your body's going to build up this natural antibiotic. It's going to build this natural resistance to the allergens that are in your area.
Mm-hmm. And we should always say, when we talk about these things, consult your doctor.
Absolutely.
You know, that he should be or she should be the final arbiter of these things. But it's something to think about, look into, and maybe investigate. Right.
Right.
So if you're having problems with allergies, maybe just
it sure can't help her.
it's a possible way to go. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.